This is the Riot Podcast.
Welcome. You're going to love this one.
It contains Family Force 5. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I'm fine. It's fine.
It does contain Family Force 5. Not just Family Force 5 in the Radio U studio for you to listen on our daily podcast, but it also contains, if you go to our Radio U Riot Facebook page, Facebook Live event with them where you can watch them in studio when you're listening on the podcast, et cetera, et cetera. So you Family Force 5 and us in the Radio U studio if you would like to join us on our Facebook page.
Yeah, it's all right there. Also in the podcast, Hellboy, Wendy's Nuggets, not related. something that Nikki and I could also do if the riot doesn't work out.
There's another option.
The thing is, like, we keep finding jobs. I never knew they existed. Like, what?
Well, to be honest, though, some of these are not encouraged. Some of them.
You know what?
Maybe the story we have today is not necessarily encouraged as a job career.
Well, maybe if more people were encouraging,
then they would more people would do it, and then it wouldn't be bad.
Think about what a better world we could have if more people were encouraging.
Again, not necessarily with the story we have coming up about that.
Okay, all right. I mean, see, but it's judgment that's keeping.
We'll let you decide.
All right, all right. Let's see. Brad and Dad Brad.
My favorite of the morning.
Alien movies, Nikki and VR, and the poo-poo cocktail. It's all real.
The poo-poo Tov.
The poo-poo Tov. That's what it was.
That's it. Poo-poo Tov.
Poo-poo Tov.
Like the Molotov.
Yeah. So, well, look, you guys enjoy the podcast. It's truly a pleasure.
It is. Every day.
Every day.
An honor.
So, you guys enjoy it, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
It is The Riot on Radio U. Yo, who wants some free nuggets? Because I know a guy. I know a guy. His name's Carter Wilkinson. And it all started with him tweeting at Wendy's saying, "Yo, Wendy's, how many retweets for a year of free chicken nuggets?"
And they said, what, 18 million retweets?
Yep. I just love the fact that Wendy's Twitter account really is a beacon of fun
in the
middle of so many things. And I love that they didn't embellish it. They didn't anything. They just hit him back 18 million. Well, he took that as a challenge, and Carter has been trying to get 18 million retweets. Now, he has done the media tour. He was on Ellen, and
because she held the record for the most retweets.
She took a selfie at the Oscars, and it was the most retweeted thing of all time. Well, not anymore. Carter now is the most retweeted tweet of all time.
Does he have 18 million retweets, or is it just 18, like a total of favorites and retweets?
He doesn't have either. Like, he does now have the record for most retweets.
Yeah.
But then he also has generated however much that he's done with the hashtag. So he's getting so many impressions, which would be, as you said, the retweets,
the favorites, the hearts, the likes, the whatever, and all that.
Yeah. So what ended up happening is yesterday Wendy's was like, good enough. And so they went ahead
which
and said,
which is what we're looking for. Good enough.
It says, Carter is now the most retweeted tweet of all time. That's good for the Nuggets and $100,000 to DTFA, which is the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
I have to double check on that. Consider it done. Hashtag Nugs for Carter.
I thought that was nice. He did it.
So he is getting a year of free nuggets now, from the good people at Wendy's.
Now, what does that mean? Does that mean so many nuggets per week? Or are you talking like a magical gift card? Or I'm curious of what that actually entails.
I don't know. I'm looking at his photo right now. He's holding up a certificate. This certificate certifies that Carter Wilson.
It's the Guinness.
I can't read it. Is that the Guinness
one?
Yeah,
that's okay. The Guinness one for the most retweets.
In his left hand, he is holding a bunch of gift cards. So I don't know if they were just like, all right,
for show.
Nuggets are $1. Here's $365 worth of things. You can have nuggets every day for I have no idea what they ended up doing. But I don't imagine Okay, Wendy's is not like United. United Airlines would screw up the easiest, most obvious, wonderful opportunity ever, right? Wendy's, on the other hand, is like, they own Twitter. They know what they're doing. I guarantee
Wendy's doesn't
you,
actually own Twitter, in no. case you're just like, by, I did not
no,
know that.
Look, by owning Twitter,
no, I, know
I mean
what you
owning
mean.
Twitter.
I know what you mean, but if you just joined in, they're like, they bought them? That is interesting.
You know what? You guys need to keep score. All right, you need to pay attention to the game.
Know what he's saying.
So Wendy's, who does very well on Twitter and other social media outlets, is savvy to what the kids want. And so as a result...
and they're excited someone wants their nuggets.
They are. That, dude, this has been so much free publicity that, for them. So I don't know how much they got, but... I'm sure they made him happy. That's what I'm trying to say is I don't think that they ripped that guy off.
Well, he got them publicity, but it's the different one. Good publicity. And that one is valuable.
The other thing that he should really think about is having like applying for a job in their social media place.
He should. That would be an awesome thing.
He really, really should. Because, dude, this guy's savvy. Or he just wants nuggets. Whatever.
That's a motivator.
It is.
The Worst of the Riot box set is now available nowhere because we know you wouldn't want it anyway. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Now, last year, it was February, I told you guys that class was in session, someone was teaching a lesson, and that there were a lot of people that were going to be there, and they were going to learn the wrong lesson. And now those people that have learned the wrong lesson, they're out there, and they're making things. For example, you're like, what are you talking about? Look, last February, Deadpool came out.
Mm-hmm.
It was rated R. And they were like, the reason people like this movie is because it's rated R.
I mean, they really went after that one.
Yeah. So as a result, Logan came out. It was rated R. And I will tell you that I saw it. And it didn't need to be rated R. But yes, it did. Actually, it didn't. You could have 100% told that story. And yes, maybe we saw one less decapitation. What? Are you for real right now? Yeah, we could
have. But that would change the artistic integrity of movie, Obi.
I think I'll just tell you right now, you could have gone from decapitation to implied decapitation.
Mm, sure.
You could have done that.
But they felt like they needed to go harder, which is what they kind of packaged it as, like a grittier Logan, a real Logan.
Well, Nikki, that was the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And they were learning their lesson.
But the problem is that Logan did so well.
Oh, no, it paid off.
So
don't you worry.
They credit some of that to that.
So here's the next one. A movie that many of you are just not going to be familiar with it at all, called Hellboy. And they made two of those.
Oh, like, the one guy with the the horns.
That was like
and
the sawed off horns
the
or whatever.
Thing, and he was muscular and red.
Red.
That guy.
They're going to make
another.
They're making another one.
Hellboy?
Yeah, and guess what?
Is it going to be R?
It's going to be rated R, Nikki.
So R?
It's going to be the most.
It's not even like R. It's so R.
It's going to be so rated R.
I guess I forgot the other ones weren't R.
I don't really remember them. I'm not just saying that. I really don't remember.
I just remember something, them on cable. Like,
there was like a fish guy.
Yeah.
And like a red something and whatever. But you can just see you're in a meeting somewhere. And here's the thing. They're like, okay, last year, Fox had a red guy and they made an R-rated movie and they made a bunch of money. We have the rights to a red guy.
Let's bring him back.
What does red start with? R. This is the answer. We have it.
It's like I'm in the meeting.
You guys want a script? No, go straight to making the movie. We'll figure it out when we get there.
So they're doing a Hellboy 3?
No, it's a reboot.
A reboot?
That's the other R, Nikki. It's red, R-rated, and then reboot. So you put those three together, it's a triple R, triple threat.
Uh-oh.
Triumphant of terror.
So they want you to be so intrigued of like, well, what did they do? Like, why does it have to be R? And you want to be amazed, and then they'll put that out in the theaters.
Yeah. So the only thing that I do like is the guy who played the sheriff on Stranger Things, he's going to be the main guy.
He was always Hellboy.
Mm-mm.
That wasn't him?
It was the other guy. I know. That's very helpful.
Very vague there. Now I know. Thank you so much.
I can't remember his name, but... I can name off, okay, he was in Sons of Anarchy, Blade 2.
I guess maybe I always confuse them.
Yeah, not the same guy. Both have prominent chins, not the same guy. So, yeah. Nikki, I'm telling you, when the time comes, Ron Perlman, yeah.
That's it.
The Riot takes 5 years off, we do the goat farming, and then we come back with an R-rated reboot. It's going to be so R, look, R for Riot.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know what? It's printing its own money right now. I can't wait to get in on it.
All right. Well, thanks for letting us know. Now we're warned.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, how much longer do you want to do this before we do the reboot, though?
You know, I don't feel like
it's not a sequel. It's a reboot.
A reboot? Seems like more work.
Well, no. You and I will be executive producers and just make money, but we don't have to do the
work.
But
we're not doing it anymore.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is amazing, Nikki. Okay, maybe we've been looking in the right direction, but not the exact right direction. We keep talking about the post-show careers, and we've looked at a lot of things. Goat farm, not so much. We looked at panhandling yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago, and it was like, oh, Nikki would do great at panhandling.
Well, it was an article about someone who went out just out of curiosity to see how much they could make if they panhandled one day.
$40 an hour.
Yes.
$40 an hour.
Which I believe is way above what everyone listening is probably currently making.
Now, Nikki has, she's been resistant to both. Honestly, the panhandling and
I don't want to go panhandle and I don't want to go farming.
Okay, all right. How about this?
Or have a farm.
I have a job for you, all right? You get a speedboat.
A speedboat?
First off, how great is that?
I love the ocean. I love the water.
And don't you love, if you're going to have a boat, you don't want a slow one.
I want a speedboat.
You want a speedboat. All right, how do you feel about puppies?
Hello, currently have a puppy right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in and I'm in.
Yep. Well, guess what?
Where's the problem here? Am I drug running, but instead of drugs, it's puppies?
Yes.
So what? You're selling puppies illegally?
You're going to be puppy smuggling.
Puppy smuggling?
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
So that's apparently.
Is that a thing?
I guess. I don't completely understand it. Let me tell you what the Beeb says right here. Puppy trafficking has been monitored for some time under Operation Delphin, and Operation Delphin has gained success tackling the illegal trade involving puppy trafficking.
Now, I have heard of, people will grab puppies from pet stores or from places, and they'll run with them to then sell them, because you can make some money on them.
I guess there must be some level of regulation that's driving up prices, so this is a way to bring puppies factory direct to you. It's got to be something like that.
You know, they're selling them, with the rugs on the side of the road at the gas stations.
Like, hey, you like this rug? Well, how do you feel about a puppy to, you know...
How about a puppy on the rug?
Put on this rug, and of course, this rug has been sealed, so all the things the puppy does on the rug, it'll be okay. I don't know, but I just know that puppy smuggling, it's a job. Up until this moment right now,
I had no idea.
I didn't even know that it was a job. So if you said to me, what kind of career options do you feel are good for you? I'd be like, man, I can't think of anything. Puppy smuggling not on the list. Okay, I could think of something like firefighter, police officer, astronaut.
The norms you feel when it comes to job wanting.
Mm-hmm. But puppy smuggler.
I promise you this. Out of all the things that you've given me as alternate jobs,
yeah.
If I had the choice and I had to do something illegal...
Yeah.
And I had to run something.
Yeah.
I would be puppy smuggling.
You think it'd be good? See, I would
be perfectly fine with that.
When it was time for you to hand the puppies over to the person, you would be like, I can't.
I form attachments very easily with little puppies.
I can't.
I'd be paying for them. I'd defeat the whole purpose of them smuggling them.
Yeah. Well,
I have all of them.
Nikki becomes the worst puppy smuggler
ever.
Ever.
The other thing cute.
I should point out is that one of the reasons, actually the only reason this story is in the news, is that there were two people they suspected of
puppy smuggling,
and they got in an accident with their speedboat, and they died.
What a weird world.
It is weird. It's everything about this is weird. Bizarre.
What if then you were drug smuggling and puppy smuggling at the same time, and you made the puppies swallow the drug balloons.
What? Oh, gosh. That's the worst. That's one of the worst things you've ever said.
I don't want to do it, but what if they were trying to do, like, both of them at the same time?
That's the worst. I mean, quite frankly, when you got taken before the judge, and then you're like, done.
You're trying to do both.
Like, Your Honor, this is Fluffy. She was forced to swallow several heroin balloons, and she was also smuggled past the UK's blah, 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 whatever.
Well, that's what I think when I think drug smuggling. You know, you have to be one of the people.
Yeah, that. I don't...
Don't know what to say that one, do you?
I don't think puppy smuggling is for you, Nikki.
No, I didn't say I want to do that.
I know, but you came up with the idea, which concerns me.
The worst of the riot. Proof that you're already living in that dark future dystopia. Radio U.
Let's talk about, okay, this technology is amazing. You're going to be able to hold something. Actually, wait, no, you don't have to hold anything. You're just going to be able to say out in the air, something's going to happen and your voice is going to be transformed into an electronic signal, transported anywhere on Earth, and then spit out. They'll hear your voice and they'll be able to do the same thing and you can have a simultaneous conversation.
You mean a telephone.
That's what
they're calling it.
But Amazon yesterday, they unveiled the Amazon Echo. What was it called?
Oh, the new one?
The new one. I don't remember. But the Echo Show, that's what it's called. And in the middle of all of that, they also made another Alexa announcement. And that was that now with your Echo, you're going to be able to make phone calls. So you can, I assume.
It's seriously just your phone, guys. It's just your phone.
Listen to Nikki. Okay.
Like, I know it's packaged differently, but it's your phone. Okay. Continue.
That's exactly it.
Now it makes phone call. No. Now it makes calls. You mean like phone calls from your phone?
Here's the thing that I haven't been able to find that I don't understand is that, is it going to make calls for you or do you have to tether your phone to it?
You know what? I'm not sure.
And the stuff that I looked at, this is what I understand. I feel like when they made that announcement yesterday, nobody asked that question.
Yeah.
Like, am I supposed to tether my phone to it? Because quite frankly, I have Bluetooth speakers that already do that. Where now I can't wirelessly, like I have to walk over to the Bluetooth speaker and tap a button on it, but it will answer and I can use my Bluetooth speaker as a speakerphone and then I can hang up the very same way. So, but I've only tried. The only reason I know that is because one time when we got that for riot control, I tested the functionality so that we could review that it worked.
Yeah.
And I've never made a phone call from
since
it again.
Then, but that's not the focus of this right now.
But I can tell you that the Soul Republic, wireless, Bluetooth, whatever, you can make phone calls from it. There you go. So that's the deal. Alexa, Nikki, you got to get one of these. You need an Alexa show. You need a Dot. You need an Echo.
I need all of it.
Well, what if we turned your house into an Amazon environment? You love Amazon already.
I do, rivaled only by my love of Apple. So I feel like that's where I'm conflicted still.
Well, I don't know if you saw the rumor mill yesterday, but the rumor is that it WWDC, WCDCD, whatever they have.
The next Apple press conference is what you can just call it.
Okay. Do you know what they're saying?
What?
Expect to see the Google/Amazon competitor coming from Apple, which will be Siri in something like this.
Sure.
Like a Siri speaker that you'll set in your home and be like, Siri, are you better than Alexa? Beep.
Of course
Alexa,
I am.
Alexa stank.
She ain't nothing. You can see what you get them to say about each other.
Mm-hmm. So that's the plan, Nikki. Apple's going to compete, but Amazon's out in front. Like, look, put Alexa everywhere. She's got a screen. She'll make your phone calls. Okay, you caught us. She's a phone. You think you're so clever, don't you? Because you figured out it's just a phone.
They're saying that the show will be shipping to customers on June 28th, and Amazon is running a promotion where you can buy two of them for $360.
Is that all?
That's it.
Isn't the price of one $230?
Well, but you're getting two.
Right,
so they want,
okay.
They assume you
they're
want one for
$100
like
off.
The kitchen and, say, the bedroom.
Okay.
What so if that's what they're probably assuming. You'd want not just one, but two.
Well,
I can't talk anymore about this thing. It baffles me. It's just my phone and my tablet. So.
No, Nick, you got to start thinking about it. This is the Star Trek home of the future. You always wanted to live on the Enterprise and be like, computer, blah, 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 blah. Well, now they're making it possible.
Yes, I just, again, we've it's been too much.
Computer, tell me the location of Commander Riker.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
Have you been acting up in physics class again? Have you? Because your mother and I are tired of it.
Okay, you sound like a dad right there. You're just like, did you know Obi's your dad?
Oh, I'm telling you what's up right now. Dude, let's talk about Brad and Brad.
Okay.
Brad and Brad are dad, Brad, and son, Brad. Dad and Brad.
Yes.
Brad and dad. Brad and Brad. Got all the Brads?
We got them. So it's a father and son, and they're both named Brad.
As a matter of fact, they are. One of them has a job. J-O-B works to keep food on the table for this family. The other one goes to high school.
Yeah.
Playing around with his friends, screwing around in physics class.
And we can't have that anymore.
And let me tell you what, when Brad got a call about Brad and his behavior in physics class,
yeah,
Dad Brad said that he'd had enough of Brad. So
what did Dad Brad do?
Dad Brad told Brad that if he got another call about Brad's behavior in the physics class, that Dad Brad and Brad Brad were going to physics together.
This is why father and son should not have the same name in a family. This is confusing.
It is a little confusing.
So Dad then threatened to go to school with son Brad during physics class to make sure he paid attention and did not mess around.
He said, if you do this one more time, if I get one more call from
this
your teacher.
This is the equivalent of the car is turning around.
I'm coming to school with you.
And did he?
He did.
Are you allowed to?
Apparently.
The teachers probably thought that was just hilarious.
Teacher loved it. Dad Brad said, listen, I'm only going to do this one time, but
it
I'm
should
gonna
be
take
enough.
Care of this.
I'd be so embarrassed.
Oh, the worst. So he said, I love this. Friday is my only day off, he said. So when his wife woke him up and told him that he was going to have to go with his son, he was like, oh, great. See, I love this. His dad was like, I don't want to do this. Don't ever make me do this again. But
he got great. Up and did it?
Yep. Yep. So he went with his son and he got a selfie of him sitting next to his son who was working on his physics homework in class.
I bet that taught him a lesson.
It did. So I guess the lesson is when your dad says don't
do that again in physics class or whatever class you might be having trouble with.
You better not. You better not.
Even though if you're really having trouble, it might be nice to have someone to come and help you. But Nikki, I don't feel like that was Brad's case.
Nikki, let me just give you a heads up. Brad wasn't having a hard time in physics because he wasn't studying. Brad, no, that was why. It wasn't academic.
He couldn't concentrate.
All right.
He's just messing around.
Teachers don't call home like, hey, listen, Brad is a real joy. It's fun to watch him work so hard. That's not what the phone call
I
was.
I bet Dad Brad and
Brad
son Brad had lots of fights when it came to this physics class, and I don't think it was pretty fights.
You know what, though? Going to school with him was a pretty way to fight.
Pretty ugly way to fight.
That goat farm is looking more and more likely every day. It's the worst of the Riot.
So King Arthur comes out. Is it called King Arthur?
Guy Ritchie one?
Yep, that's
I
Friday.
Think it is.
And then I got to tell you, I keep keeping my eyes on that Alien Covenant movie, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. They've got Avatar fever. You guys will recall, or maybe you won't, James Cameron made Avatar. It made like $1 billion. So here's what they said.
That was longer than we, like, at
first
you
think. It was like 2009.
Yeah, it's a pretty long time ago.
And so they announced that they're now making 4 Avatar movies, whether you like it or not, starting in 2009.
That was actually the tone and the volume they used when telling you about it.
Well, Nikki, they feel very passionately about the fact that you owe them 4 tickets
to all of the movies.
To Avatar. And a couple of them, they do want you to go see more than once. And then afterwards, they need you to go to Disney and go see the tree, the living tree.
I saw a couple of the pictures of the Avatar section at Disney.
Yeah, that launches within the next couple of days. So you got to have all that together. Now, I say that the Alien franchise is getting fever, James Cameron fever, because, you know, that movie comes out next Friday, and what's his name? Ridley Scott just announced, yeah, in 14 months, we're shooting the sequel to that.
And to it's Alien?
Like, to Alien Covenant, which comes out next week. And it's like, guys, hold the phone.
Hasn't even come out yet.
You don't, for all you know, next Friday, everybody's going to go see Guardians of the Galaxy 2 again. They're like, I want to see a space movie. But instead of one about these weird things shooting out of people's chests and then like killing everybody with acid for blood, I want to see the one where the little baby tree dances. I want to see the little baby dancing tree again.
It does have a more mainstream across the board approach. I will tell you that.
I mean, I know there's terror in space, but look at the little guy. He's so cute.
He's not coming out of you. He's going to kill everybody.
That's not the guy.
Yeah, you're right.
He's not the one. So, they have already announced.
Are you saying that Ridley Scott is putting, like, counting his, what's the phrase?
Eggs before they're hatched?
The alien eggs.
Chickens before they're hatched?
The alien eggs before they've hatched?
Their face huggers before they've impregnated people?
That is exactly what I wanted to say.
You know what?
Just don't say it.
That's so good!
He needs to be more realistic.
Ridley Scott is counting his face huggers before they've hatched.
That's your tweet of the day.
Wait. Before they found their host bodies.
Go ahead and tweet that. That's your stuff. Hashtag
I want you to tweet it.
Hashtag alien what? Covenant, you keep saying? Or what is it called?
Sure, whatever. Alien Covenant, yeah. So I've read a couple of reviews. They've let some people post reviews. They sound like middling. Some people have liked it, and then some people whose opinions I respect did not have good opinions of.
Well, it can't be worse than the one.
Prometheus?
Yeah. Which looked really good, but
it is the prettiest not great movie.
It was not great.
It was so pretty. The production design just, yes.
And you're like, don't be shallow. Don't just talk about the movie because it was pretty.
I'm talking
That's
about
all it's
its
got.
Good looks,
That's
okay?
That's all it's got.
It's good looks. It didn't, it, the personality was terrible, but it was a stunner. That's what I'm saying. What?
That's what you have to say when talking
about
Prometheus.
That's some shallow movie life right there.
Yeah, but they're at least happy it was pretty.
Okay, everybody. So listen, here's what you got to do. You got to start going out to eat less and putting your money aside because there are some people that are coming for your money.
They're expecting you to be all in.
So forget the dancing tree. We need you to see the scary thing, and then we're going to need you to see it again. You got that?
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with me.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
If you would take a minute and stop by our Facebook page, you can do two things. One, Family Force 5 is going to be joining us soon.
In about 30 minutes.
We should be on Facebook Live for that.
Yes, they'll be with us at Radio U Riot and our Radio U Facebook page as well. If you have not liked both of them, then that is your responsibility this morning.
But in the meantime, you could see Nikki take her first foray into virtual reality.
Yeah, I played 2 games on Obi's Oculus Rift yesterday.
Yes, indeed. And Nikki seemed to...
liked it a lot.
She enjoyed herself.
I did. I really liked Robo Robot. Or what is it?
Robo Recall.
Robo Recall. I liked that one the most. But I know the technology is still pretty expensive unless you can find a good deal.
Stupid expensive. Prohibitively expensive.
If it was not so expensive, I think that would be a game changer on what actual gameplay really is.
I actually agree with you. If the barrier to entry was not so high, even on the PlayStation 4, you've got to buy a PS4, which, what, $300? And then the PlayStation VR with the Move bundle is $450, $500.
A lot of money.
That's like $800 or $900.
And the games are expensive, too.
Yes.
So, I mean, it adds up to it, but it sure is neat.
We bought The Climb. We're going to actually play with Family Force 5 later. And you won't see that video today, but you'll see it later. And that was $50.
Yeah. And that is not
$50.
The game was fun, but it was not worth $50.
Well,
because it wasn't a game; it was like an experience.
It was an experience,
but not $50 worth.
I feel like virtual reality just feels like you're at Dave and Buster's or at an amusement park.
Sure,
that's what it feels like to me. It's the kind of thing that you wouldn't have had at home, but would have seemed like this cool thing that some people spend $5 to play, and then other people are like, "Man, this is stupid." Like, I ain't paying $5 to play that. You look stupid. Well, you can see how Nikki looks.
You do look stupid, but it's fun for the person in the experience.
The other thing I've got here is some scientists are doing research right now because people are beginning to suffer from, and Nikki, you chime in if you're feeling it yourself. Do you feel like you have gorilla arm?
Gorilla arm? From like holding our phones and stuff or our tablets?
Well, they say that some scientists are working now because they say gorilla arm is from basically you're not used to doing all these waving gestures and holding your arm up and all the stuff that you have to do with virtual reality controllers. And so what begins to happen is they're calling it gorilla arm because you're moving your arm like a gorilla. Because they're more expressive with their arms,
mm-hmm.
and you develop pain in your shoulders or muscle fatigue in different places because you're not used to
the
using
virtual
your
reality
arm like
experience.
That. Mm-hmm.
I didn't experience it yesterday, but only played like 20 or 30 minutes. But I could see, just like with our phones, if you get a different size of one or your tablet, you size it differently. Your arms can start to hurt.
So they say that they are studying how humans react to various positions because when you design an operating system,
mm-hmm.
whether it would be on a tablet or in virtual reality or whatever, they're trying to look at what would be the most comfortable and have the most long-term ramifications.
Well, probably sitting down and keeping your arms down would be most comfortable.
How about laying down?
Laying down, that'd be weird.
In
a virtual, it'd be weird.
Yeah.
But so, most comfortable.
Well, there it is. Like, they're working on that. They're concerned about your gorilla arms, Nikki, and they want to make sure that you don't suffer
from it.
Right. So I'm just glad there are people out there figuring this stuff out because, you know, holding that 6-ounce controller slightly,
oh, too much.
Slightly above my waist.
Now, if they could also work on, because I still every so often drop my phone on my face when I'm laying in bed holding it above me.
Yeah.
And even now when it's attached to it, because it was charging last night, I dropped it on my face. And then the cord.
Oh my gosh.
Cord
and
was there too.
My cord wrapped around me and I choked a little bit. I had gorilla neck.
I'm surprised I'm here. I thought I was going to die.
Leftovers from the most disgusting meal you've ever had. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Listen, when you're a protester, it's hard to get noticed. And sometimes when you protest, you know, they send out the police, and the police have got sticks and shields and guns and rubber bullets, and they got a lot of things in their arsenal. It's very hard to overcome.
And maybe you as a protester, you just, like, what do you have?
And you also know, like, you don't want to pull a gun because that means they're going to pull their gun. And so you've got to come up with something. Now, as a human being, we all have something that no one likes.
A weapon.
It can be weaponized.
Weaponized.
It's not a weapon, Nikki. It's just, you know, sewage.
A bomb.
It's number two.
Okay. And you're like, well, what does that have to do with protesters?
Yeah. And protesters in Venezuela,
where there has been many protesting going on.
They got a legitimate or illegitimate, depending on which side of the argument you fall on, gripe. And so they are protesting, and they're like, what do we have that we can use in this protest? And so they have been,
making weapons.
In bags.
So, well, in glass bottles, too.
Oh, and glass bottles,
okay. So basically, have you ever heard of Molotov cocktail?
Yeah,
So that's commonly used with a protest.
Alcohol, a little rag.
And you put it in the bottle, you light it, and you throw it.
It's also good if you ever play Left 4 Dead and you throw a molly, it'll get a whole ton of zombies.
So that's a Molotov cocktail. Now, in Venezuela, it has a new term. And it's called the poo-poo-tov cocktail.
Yeah, it is.
And you're like, well, what's that?
Well, okay, here's the thing. Like, viva la revolution. So you go down to the, you know, the meeting for the protest, and you notice that there's just a lot of buckets around. a lot of buckets, and they're asking everybody to, you know,
bring a bucket.
Bring your own. You can bring your own bucket, or you can use someone else's.
BYOB.
And we're all going to get together. We're going to eat some really greasy
beans.
Maybe they don't have it in Venezuela, but I would think Taco Bell would be perfect for this.
It would.
Okay.
But they can't get involved in this government protesting stuff.
And so then everybody, number two's in these buckets, they mix it up and then they pour it into glass bottles and they throw
it
at the police.
And that's what they're throwing at as the protesters. Now, they say that the bombs first made an appearance during last weekend's demonstration. They have scheduled another march, which has an interesting name to it. The National Guard officers were hit from the Puputov cocktails, and allegedly they said they were grossed out so much that a lot of them started vomiting once they realized what they were hit with. And then Obi can't handle that because
first off, I want to throw up when I look at the pictures. They've released this internet meme of how to make your own Puputov cocktail. The photo is enough to make me want to grab that trash can and just...
Well, they're saying that Twitter has been used a lot in Venezuela to post, put your hands up with the air quotes, recipes on how to make this weapon and take it to the protest site. I wouldn't even know how. I don't care about anything enough to make that my form of protest.
Nikki, I'm just going to tell you right now, if you want to shut me down,
that'll do it.
Go ahead and break a Puputov cocktail on me. I'm done.
I don't even know what to do.
Like, as a police officer, I'm going home, guys.
You know, as not even the protester, but I'd be someone on the sidelines like, what's going on? Look, there's Obi. I'd be done too, just because I saw it and I saw you fall. You're my fallen friend.
The other thing is that I don't even think I would be good for the protest because, I mean, there's always going to be some guy that's accidentally going to drop his. It's going to break.
It blows up on him.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have anything else.
So that's something to worry about. You just don't know. Now it's popular in Venezuela, but you don't want that to cross different protesting lines.
The only thing I'm going to say, though, is that if I happen to be there and I saw somebody get hit with one,
poop,
and then they just started throwing up, that could be the best thing that's ever happened.
You wouldn't even be able to handle it.
Be like, shut up. This is great. Is anybody filming this?
Yeah, you could probably watch that.
The Riot talks about wanting a day off, but when do we get a day off from them?
Boo! You suck at this.
It's the worst of The Riot on Radio U.
It is The Riot on Radio U. It has been a while, but Family Force 5 is in the studio.
Watch out.
Yay.
You know, the exciting thing is I actually have managed to get everybody's name wrong today.
Did you?
Everybody but Teddy.
Well, yeah, Teddy, you're you're the fortunate one. It's also because we just recently talked to Teddy by phone, so fresh in your memory.
Nope, I would have got him because I remember Teddy from the other place.
Aww.
So, how are you guys this
morning? The other place. And maybe because I'm wearing pink today.
Sure.
Obadiah, you've only known us like 15 years.
I know.
Well,
not true.
When we talked to Teddy, he told us that you guys are going by your real names now, which is awesome. But we've always had to spend these years remembering your Family Force 5 names.
Yep.
So it was always hard. And now it's just switching on us.
Yeah.
It's so called the little switcheroo.
The switcheroo.
So you know me as Fatty?
That's exactly what I know you as.
Yes.
In fact, before you guys got here, I went on Wikipedia and made a list of your nicknames and your real names.
Everybody.
And still didn't get it right.
Y'all, our Wikipedia is so wrong, and we've tried to change it. We've tried to delete it for 10 years.
All of Wikipedia?
Everybody's
page?
Wikipedia, yeah.
Okay.
Can't you just log in and edit it?
Yeah, but I deleted it last year, and I was like, yes, I got you! And it went... Boop.
Now,
came back up 2 seconds later.
You don't want it at all, or
it's just wrong. Okay. All the facts are wrong on it.
What you don't realize is one fan was like, "Oh no, it got deleted," and so they put it back up for you.
Right.
Probably so.
Yeah, evidently we started Family Force 5 in the 1900s.
Really?
Yeah, it's like they started in 1993, and it's like, no, we didn't.
No, we did not.
It's like,
I love how Josh said the 1900s. It made it sound like 100 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it is. It's almost 100 years ago.
That is the 1900s.
Well, if anybody listening right now still enjoys editing people's and pages for Wiki, maybe go on and work with Family Force 5 on editing theirs.
So yeah, hey, we'll got some special stuff for you if you help us change our Wikipedia page.
I will tell you, there are people that they do that.
Yes,
Like, there are agencies that you can hire to manage your Wikipedia presence.
The thing. We don't
the crazy thing is we've hired them, and it still,
still
goes back.
Right?
So there's
Weird.
That one fan that's smarter than everybody on the planet.
It's the guy that owns Wikipedia.
Like, mm-hmm. I've got you.
Yeah, it was our fault for wanting to become a robot, and now a robot's doing us in on our Wikipedia page.
Yeah, you just can't get it back.
It's real,
Full
dude.
Circle.
It's real. So how are things with Family Force 5?
Great.
We're good.
Yeah? What? So you guys have had some changes. Derek is gone.
Again.
You're going by your real names.
Yeah.
And we're going by FF5 now.
Okay,
we're
good. So no more.
So it's just 5?
There's no family about any of this.
Yeah. It's just FF5.
Besides the fact that they're brothers.
Wait, I didn't know that. I'm just kidding.
You should have checked your Wiki page.
Yeah.
That's on there.
Hold on. Let me go to there
now.
Yeah,
let me go look.
I'm reading this off right now. So you guys are dragging around some other people with you. Who else is in the studio today?
We got a dude named Bradley.
Bradley.
For those of you that are keeping score, that would be Brad from Abandoned Kansas.
Yay, we were so excited. Yeah. Bradley's back.
And then who's the other guy?
Mr. Talkbox.
Now we're going to clap for you too.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know, well, he's just Mr. Talkbox.
But he's on tour with you guys with Social Club Misfits.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well.
And we're having a blast.
Yeah, it's been a fun tour.
What's made this tour fun? Because it's got a funky name. What's the actual full name? Because last time we really screwed it up.
It's the label won't let us put out the record, so let's play the entire thing live tour.
Nice.
And it's just that.
So
we play the entire record live.
From front to back.
That's not even out yet. So we get a lot of like funny stares. But then we come back out and then we just play for like another hour
of the classics
until we drop. Mm. Literally, like first night of the tour. I don't know. The way things are now are super exciting and spontaneous. So we're just like, let's just keep playing.
Yeah, we're right.
we all woke up the next day and we're like, why did we do that?
I'm hurting.
Played an hour and a half, like.
Well, I assumed it'd be so long because when I heard that, I was like, I didn't think that most groups played a full album's worth of songs like in a concert. And so then I knew you would play some classic Family Force 5 stuff. And I thought, wow, that must be an impressively long set.
It's pretty fun, though.
Intense.
I mean, because there's a good response to the new stuff. And it's fun for us.
Thanks. Thanks, Jacob.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. I was like, man, I see his mouth moving, but he's just rambling over here.
Yeah, always, man.
Well, we're excited that concert is going to be tonight at the Park Street Saloon for the Family Force 5 and Social Club Misfits show for Radio U Columbus, which, of course, you can check out through radiou.com.
Yeah, and then, like, I'm going to be outside selling the bootleg afterwards because I'm recording the whole show.
The whole thing? Yeah. Please don't do that.
That's exciting.
Yes, please don't do that.
Not as much. Okay, so then how long does it take to play the entire album?
I mean, it's the you know, like songs are like 3 minutes now, so it's like 45 minutes, you know.
So, give or take a few minutes. Yeah.
I mean, it just depends on what night you come. Like, there could be a lot of talking, or there could just be like, oh, let's get through this. Like, no, I'm just kidding.
Man, I hate doing shows. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah. What are you looking at me for, bro? I'm playing songs. No. No, it's fun. But I would say, like, the new stuff, like, I think the new record's only, like, 40, 45 minutes.
Okay.
And then, you know, once you play old stuff, those songs are, like, 5 minutes. So it's like, man, you get into the 90-minute set or more, and it becomes a workout.
Tonight, when you go into the venue, couches.
Couches. Actually, well, that's an excellent venue idea.
Good.
It's the only way people are coming out.
I'll put reserve signs on them, so
yeah.
Nobody sits on them.
Off air. No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I mean, that would be nice. If we're playing like a 90-minute set, I'd take one on stage.
Sure.
Like, I can't do another high kick.
Well, you know what? With the right kind of recliner, you wouldn't have to.
I saw Toby Mac bring a couch on stage, and I thought it was like a prop, but he really, you know, he's so old now. He actually needed breaks in the middle of his set.
He just needed a moment.
Aww, you know what?
Teddy.
He's listening right now.
Speaking of bringing it back. Is he an avid supporter, listener, donator?
Well, you know, not anymore.
He loves you if you love him.
Where's Barlow Girl?
Where's Barlow Girl? That we were talking off air, like one classic Family Force 5 Radio U moment was your interview many years ago discussing Barlow
Girl.
Wasn't
that our first interview with you guys? Or
I don't know. I think it was probably the second
The
time
second
we were
one?
In.
We were just close. We just knew each other enough to start talking about that.
We should post it
on our Radio U Riot Facebook page. So if you're watching there live, we'll post it in a bit so you can watch some classic Family Force 5. And that just, everybody talked about that interview forever.
Like we would go places and people knew us because you guys talked about Barlow Girl.
Or they didn't know Barlow Girl, but they knew them because of you guys talking about them.
Did you ever have Barlow Girl come in after that interview?
No.
I don't think we ever interviewed Barlow Girl.
They broke up after that, right?
Yeah, you guys actually
destroyed their career.
Well, I mean, I hope they're married and they're farting now, you know? And that comes with marriage.
That makes more sense if you hear the beginning of the other interview.
Well, maybe now they've reached a place where they're comfortable
with who they are. With men and
30 years
farting.
Later.
Yeah. Right. Well,
after
you know,
the interview 15
years
later.
I thought we were going to talk about this. We said we're not going to, and now we are.
Something with this room.
It just brings it out, right?
Yeah, literally.
I think that was at the other building, though, but the furniture is the same.
No, I think it was here, too.
Was it here?
Yeah, the Barlow Girl interview was here.
Mm-hmm, right when we moved here.
Yeah, it made its mark on the industry.
It did.
Right? It made and broke careers.
So please check out Radio U Riot on Facebook and catch that old YouTube video. I think that's on our Radio U Riot YouTube or our Radio U official one, so we'll find it.
Well, that means we need to start some new beef. Like, who do you guys want to call out right now? Toby Mac's not going to respond.
That doesn't count.
I just got to tell
you. Are there
you.
Any bands left that we can start beef with?
No, that's the saddest thing. It's like,
we could start some beef with Social Club Misfits.
But they're such nice guys, too, you know? I mean...
No, they're huge jerks! Nikki, that's how you start beef.
That's
you
not enough beef.
You don't start beef with, they are the nicest guys.
I've never seen them not wear their own merch.
Really? Okay.
No, he is starting beef with them.
Nah, no beef, no beef. I'll wait a week to start this beef.
Okay. You know,
when they're off our home.
Where's the beef?
Is this shredded beef?
Nice. Yeah. You know, I think now would be a good time to hear some new Family Force 5. What do you think?
I want some more beef. Let's pick somebody.
Just
come on.
Okay. All right. Well, start naming off bands.
I mean, we've only got Cats and Crowns is too nice.
I think Josh should talk about 21 Pilots.
Oh gosh.
We can't say anything bad in Ohio.
Remember your wiki page?
We love 21 Pilots. They're the greatest.
Yeah, that's good to leave it at that.
I would not.
Yeah.
Actually wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted at me with 21 Pilots in the tweet, hey, I love listening to Obadiah. Thanks for playing 21 Pilots. I got 100 likes on that tweet. It had nothing to do with me.
nothing to do with you.
It was just their
you were just
online
added in there.
People hard.
That's
hard.
Yeah. Committed, dedicated people.
Me.
Have you ever seen the show Catfish?
Yes.
I feel like all of 21 Pilots fans are all like Catfish.
All right. Well, that is Teddy.
I'll leave
and you
at that.
You can see him tonight.
Hey, my Twitter and Instagram is at Teddy Bolt.
Please.
You can send your hate mail.
Send
there.
Your love and well wishes to him. Why don't you? And don't add us. Don't add us to any of that. Yeah,
I don't want to be in that mix.
No.
So we're going to hear Tiger Knight with Mr. Talkbox. Dude, Mr. Talkbox, get up here and tell me, how did you get in on this?
Well, that's a long story. You were,
how about the short version?
Yeah, well, short version.
USA Today version.
Yeah, good friends with these guys for years. We've toured together. Some of y'all might know me from Toby Mac. So that's how I met these guys through Toby
Mac.
Who sat on a couch?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's sad. That's
we were
sad.
There.
He was on the couch.
And yeah, so we've been friends for years. And I just reconnected with him, and here I am.
And here you are. Yeah. All right, so tell us about the song Tiger Knight.
Tiger Knight.
Featuring Mr. Talkbox.
Yeah.
Tiger Knight, basically we wrote this. It was a friend of ours that was having like a hard time, you mm-hmm. know, and Teddy had this idea. He was like, man, we need to write a song called Tiger Night. And we were like, whoa, cool. Like,
what does it mean?
It was just basically, yo, like, you know, leave your cares behind. We're going to go out and have a tiger night. So it's basically a feel good song about like this person, like kind of getting persecuted at work and like being bullied a little bit. And, us going like, yo, let's go have a tiger night, man.
Yeah, tiger night.
It's going to be fun. It's so ferocious.
Let's go to the zoo.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no! I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
Big Crayon paid for all of this.